We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, the weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your networking community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. This week's guest is Christian Ambrose. He is the founder of Capital Line Video Marketing and Real 844, a video marketing agency focused on real estate agents, developers, and builders. He has worked on film, television, and digital media projects across the country. Christian works to help business owners unleash the power of video to help them connect with their customers. Christian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lori. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited because obviously in the digital marketing space, video is a hot, hot, hot topic.
Yes, it is.
That being said, is video marketing relevant for the small businesses?
I think it generally is. And, you know, this is obviously something I talk about with my clients and prospective clients all the time. And I think there's a lots of different ways that small businesses can be using video. And obviously it's not appropriate for everybody. And sometimes the budget is just, it's not the best use of their budget.
Mm-hmm.
But for a lot of businesses, especially where it's one with, you know, a very personal relationships or a lot of direct interaction with your customers, video can be a really, really valuable marketing tool. And that's partly why I started off doing this and exploring this space, and then also why I've developed out into creating the Real 844 to focus specifically on real estate and, you know, property focused work, where, you know, either the real estate, the broker and client relationship is a very big one, or sort of the relationship between the space and the community and the, telling that sort of story is also very much a relational space and relational means of content.
Sure, because a picture can only do so much, right? So a video
exactly.
Kind of tells that story a little bit better.
Precisely.
Nice. How can video content add to your existing digital marketing efforts?
Yeah, video can really, I like to say video can slot in into so many different spaces. And obviously it's something that you can use as advertising or as outreach content in that kind of format, whether it's a YouTube ad or Facebook ads or, you know, if your budget is big enough for television ad kinds of stuff. But you can also do, you know, video on every page of your website. You can turn all of your written content into video format because, as you know, as we all know, people read less and less. And one of the things that video does really well compared to lots of other formats is video is very linear. Mm-hmm. You're going to always go through the video in sort of the same order and at the same pace. You don't skip around and skim with a video the way that you might skim, you know, website content or a white paper. That way you can always be structuring, you know, your message in the way that you need it and exactly want it delivered.
Yeah, that's a good point to share. I mean, we've all just skimmed articles on the internet, blog posts and whatnot. Where the video, you really have to, you have to watch it to get the piece of information that you're looking for.
Exactly.
Nice. Okay, good. All right, so let's talk about networking a little bit. My goal with this podcast is to remove fear that some individuals have with regards to networking, and I hope to do that by having guests such as yourself on this show and asking you fun questions about some of the successes that you've had. So do you have a favorite networking story or experience that you can share with our listeners?
I do, actually. One of my favorite ways of going about networking for myself is going through groups and, you know, meetup organizations or that kinds of thing. And, you know, in that context, I've been able to meet a lot of people just, you know, as you do at these kinds of networking
sure.
events.
Yep.
And sometimes it's, you know, hit or miss. But the ones that I really enjoy are the ones that are a little bit more activity focused or driven. So, you know, workshops, roundtables, mm-hmm. website critiques. And it's through some of those that I've met a few people and, you know, been asked to do some presentations at their meetups or their events. And then, you know, through those connections, I actually started to develop, you know, our own sort of workshop platform that we've been experimenting with over the last few months. Yeah. Sort of seeing how we can package things up that might be, you know, relevant to small business owners or entrepreneurs just getting ready to launch and giving them information that they need in a few different places. And it's a great way to build professional relationships, a great way to be engaging and learning in relevant things outside of, you know, my particular field, and in a way that is a little bit more structured to then just kind of, you know, walk around with a drink and, you know, try to exchange business cards with as many people as you can.
Yeah. Then you have some sort of a common theme is and reason that you're there
exactly.
instead of just meet new people. And you want to learn, and that makes it kind of, I feel like that makes it less threatening as far as the conversation goes, because you can talk about what you did learn, you know?
Oh, so, I agree completely. Yeah. And then you have less pressure to sort of be, it's so easy to go into a networking event, especially as a business owner, thinking, oh, I'd love to find clients here. I'd love to make that kind of connection. And having a focus, having an activity, you can more easily set that aside and be able to focus more on actually making relationships and building the community.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of community and your network, and obviously if you're involved in a number of these workshops and meetups, what do you do to stay in front of and nurture these relationships that you're creating?
For me, I do a lot of just trying to make sure the individual outreach is happening.
Okay.
And obviously, I think, you know, this is one of those things that's hard for everybody, and certainly one that I could probably do a little bit more structured with. But for me, I keep up, you know, I try to make sure I'm circling back to all of the people that I'm in touch with, whether they're clients or peers or, you know, collaborators with on a, you know, a semi-regular basis, just to check in with them, see where they're at. I do like kind of doing that in a way that gives me a little bit more personal attention, but that's sort of what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think it's important to do that one-on-one touches to nurture those relationships and just checking in with them and seeing what's going on in their world, for sure. What advice would you offer the business professional who's looking to grow their network?
I think my advice would circle back to what I was saying initially. I would suggest if you're looking to grow your network, look at, you know, groups that you can get involved with or events that you can get involved with.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just be focused on trying to get, you know, as many possible connections. I think it's really, and obviously this depends on how you are, what kind of person you are, but I think most people are better served trying to focus on the real depth of the connections and actually getting not so many wide, shallow connections, but a fewer, really deeper connections, people that you will want to go back to, people who will want to come back to you, and that you can give freely to, whether it's just, you know, some referrals or just give some thoughts and advice to or get back from that way, rather than that focus of trying to know a million different people without really knowing them.
Yeah, it's that quality versus quantity discussion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I like how you approached it from the perspective of shallow versus deep, you know? I mean, you can go run a long way in shallow waters, right? But how much value are you really going to get out of that? And how valuable can you really be to a large number of people as well?
Exactly. And your time is valuable to yourself and to your business, and you want to make sure that you're investing your time and your energy well.
Yep.
So, you know, if you spend 2 minutes with a bunch of different people, or you spend the same amount of time with one or two people, what are you going to be, what are you able to offer, and what are you able to get out of those relationships?
Yeah, definitely. So what you've been talking a lot about is the traditional networking, going to events, meeting people, you know, going to workshops and whatnot. But today's day and age, and especially in your line of business, digital is just as important. So between digital networking and traditional networking, which one do you find more value in?
Personally, I find a lot more value in traditional networking because it does allow for that greater depth of relationship.
Yep.
I find that both in my professional relationships and in my personal relationships. And this is obviously, I think, for people, it's kind of a question of how you are and what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I find I prefer tending to each relationship, you know, a little bit more individually. And then I find what I get back just in terms of like the energy that I get out of being in contact with people is so much more rewarding and so much more engaging in the traditional format, whether it's face to face or exchanging, you know, personal emails or talking through the phone. than it is in trying to do, you know, lots of stuff through LinkedIn and Facebook or what have you.
Yeah, and I agree with the energy, right? Mm-hmm. Like you feel, you're fueled by other people's energy. Yeah.
And as an entrepreneur, as someone who works a lot alone or, you know, on projects alone sometimes, managing and getting in a good energy is such a valuable thing. Mm-hmm. Having a reliable source of it can be really important.
Definitely. But on the digital side, I think that there's some energy and excitement that can come from a lot of engagement with the content that you're publishing
out there too. Yeah.
Like, oh, this is really good information. Mm-hmm. People really like it. I'm going to keep.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that I think video can be really good for, to go back to the beginning of our conversation, especially in the small business context, where you are building relationships with a small market, but it's very personal, and you can do social video. You can just sit down in front of your, you know, your cell phone or your webcam and do little, you know, video blog, YouTube video style things.
Yep.
Be out there, be helpful, be yourself, let your personality and your personal brand sort of communicate. And that's a great way to, you know, use sort of the multiplier power of video to kind of build relationships. And it's sort of a shortcut for connecting to people as well. You'll have people coming into you who already feel like they know you, who already do have a relationship with you because they've seen you talking about, you know, if it's exercise or nutrition or whatever your particular topic and space is.
Sure. Yep. Well, I've even experienced that with this podcast,
which is kind of fun.
You know, I'll go to a networking event, but there's people that are listening to the show. So thank you very much, listeners. I'm like, oh, I feel like I know you already. I'm like, oh, this is cool, but I'm not getting the other side of that. I don't know you just yet.
Right.
But it is fun. I believe, video is extremely impactful for starting to build that relationship and kind of getting someone to feel comfortable with you before they even actually meet you.
Absolutely. And it's also, it can be kind of a matching system.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked with people and it's like, well, what if people don't like me on video? It's like, well, that's okay because you can't do business with everybody.
Yep.
Spend your time on the people who you know you can click with. And
correct.
People who already are going to come in and liking you rather than trying to twist yourself into knots to try to please everybody.
Sure, definitely. Good. Good information there. So if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
I think one of the things that I would tell my younger self to do differently would be tending more towards two relationships, both professionally and socially. And that, you know, thinking about going for that depth of relationship will have its benefits across the board. And I would be, you know, I think I would add a different sort of experiences in some of my previous professional efforts if I had been sort of approaching it from that perspective. Yeah, so I think I would tell my younger self to be focused on building the quality of relationships and focusing on, you know, personal relationships and the professional relationships and seeing more of a unity between them, that it's not, you know, this is your social life and then this is your professional life and never will they meet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, focus on really trying to find good connections and nurture those and let that good energy come back from the quality relationships that will have beneficial effects throughout your career.
Yeah, I think it's important to not segregate so much of your relationships because at the end of the day, we're all real people that have problems and challenges and we're on this roller coaster ride called life. So you can connect on a number of different levels, you know, professionally and socially, personally. So nice. I like how you kind of said that there's a unity between those different relationships. We've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, who would be the one person that you'd love to connect with? And do you think you could do it within the 6th degree?
It's always hard to narrow that down to just one person.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I think one of the people that I'd be fascinated to connect with is Andrew Davis, who's actually somebody I've met once before. He's a writer and a content marketer, and listening to his talk and reading his book was one of the things that got me thinking about video and video marketing in the way that I approach it now, which is a very much the content marketing, the relational elements of that. And it was sort of a touchstone for me as I started to develop what it is that I want to do, how do I want to serve customers, serve my clients, and what can I help them with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his writings, his videos are always an interesting resource to be keeping track of. So,
all right. So you've met with him once, but can you go direct to him, or do you think you have to go through a couple of different channels to?
I think I'd probably go through a couple of different channels, but okay. I could probably do it within my 6 degrees.
All right. So,
you know.
Cool. When are you going to do it?
I don't know why wait. So,
well, exactly. Yeah. Right. That's right. I like that challenge.
Exactly. Yeah. Gets you thinking about these things.
Uh huh.
Well, there's, you know, wasn't on my mind until you asked, and now there's value there. So
yeah, definitely. So one of my favorite questions to ask relates to just your own continuous improvement, self-education, because I find most entrepreneurs never stop learning. So what book are you reading right now?
I've been reading a couple of books, and actually neither of them are in sort of the business or the entrepreneurial space.
Mm-hmm.
Something I noticed for myself was that I spend a lot of time reading books about business or sales or, you know, these things, or reading white papers or reading blog posts, and not necessarily nourishing some of that other side, the creative or the, you know, the personal stuff. And so for this year, I've been making an effort to really get back and reading fiction and reading some other things.
Nice.
So I've just finished reading the Expanse novels, a sci-fi series.
Oh, cool.
So that was recommended by a friend, and I picked those up and found a lot of fun in doing that. I've also been reading a book, Dances with Lives, which is about, you know, meditation and Buddhist practice.
Okay.
And that's one of those, you know, sort of personal mindfulness practices that is always, it's something you always need to keep feeding with, you know.
Absolutely.
New information, or even sort of the same information in a different format, just to keep your own practices grounded, and through that, keeping yourself grounded.
Most definitely.
So.
Good. Yeah, I totally can relate to that. It's good to have a mix between I call them self-help books, but they're not, I mean, I don't know if they are self-help books or not. Just business professional, you know, the fiction and the nonfiction. It is good to have that fiction, although I find that I can plow through those books a lot faster than I can read the nonfiction books. But it's still, you know, really good content either
totally.
way.
It's also satisfying to have something that you would just read straight through. I take a lot of nonfiction books, and I'll read parts here and parts there, going back, you know, skim around a little bit. But
absolutely.
You're looking for particular nuggets, and there's a lot of satisfaction just sort of sitting down and reading something front to back.
Yep. Absolutely. And I, like I said, I can kill those in a day or a weekend sometimes, and it is very satisfying.
Yeah.
Like, I accomplished something here today. great. So, Christian, any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
I guess my theme has been, you know, tending to the quality of relationships.
Yep.
So that would be my advice, is, you know, in your networking, whether you're, you know, doing it digitally and with a sort of a broadcast approach, or whether you're doing a lot of traditional networking, making sure that you're getting back the energy and the value that you're putting these things out for. And it's not always, or not even necessarily, about making business connections. It's about making sort of professional and personal connections that will turn into, that can turn into business, or they can turn into a resource, but it's also just the value of that personal connection for you.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's really important to tend to the quality of the relationship. I like that statement. It's extremely important to make sure that you're putting your time in the right spot and that you're not spreading yourself too thin.
Oh, absolutely.
If anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what is the best way that they can reach you?
You can always reach me through the websites for either, you know, Capital Line Video or Real 844.
Okay.
And from there, you can find the contact forms or an email address, and that's usually the best option, or, you know, just pick up the phone.
Great. And we will include both those links in our show notes.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show with us today, Christian.
Thank you for having me in.
Great conversation. This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Christian Ambrose for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.